Peace starts in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Peace starts in me. There's no other place in this world where peace can begin. If I would like peace, I take a deep breath and let it all out. If I would like to have a relaxation of any kind, I immediately set myself in the mode for that relaxation. For the only peace that there is in this world is what starts in me. If I look at my life and I see it very busy and very active and very unpeaceful, then it's time for me just to take a moment and say, deep breath, 10 times, and then after I do that, oh, I am so at peace. All of the confusion, all of the busyness, all of the anxiety, all of the worry, all of those things that were bothering me just a moment before are no longer there. Now, it's not that those conditions no longer exist. It's just that I am the master of myself. I am the master of my attitude about those conditions. For those conditions could tickle many people in many different ways. The conditions in my life, or the conditions in the world, the conditions that upset me, that make me not peaceful, are conditions that 100 people can look at and see in 100 different ways, respond to in 100 different ways, and have 100 different attitudes about it. And if that is true, and it's true, if that is true, then I too can have an attitude that I want about any circumstance in my life, any circumstance in the world, any circumstance at all. It makes no difference. If I'm dying, I can do it relaxed. So peaceful. If I'm living, I can do it relaxed. So peaceful. If I'm running a race and I'm going to go and get going for that race, the first thing I do is get peaceful within myself, so that everything about me cooperates to work perfectly to run that race. So all of my breathing, all of my apparatus, all my arms, my legs, my heart, my lungs, everything about me will be in divine order for the race. So for me to worry about it turns off those devices, turns off those circumstances, and puts me out of condition instead of into condition, puts me out of the right attitude instead of into the right attitude for whatever it is that I want to do. I am the master of myself. I am the master of my race. I am the master of any activity I'm in. It makes no difference what that activity may be. It makes no difference whether someone is giving me a hard time or not. It's me that's getting upset about it. So it's me that just becomes relaxed. Someone tries to give me a hard time from my point of view, and I just immediately look at them and smile and say, "Hi, how you doing? Life is wonderful, isn't it?" And it'll blow their minds. It will. It'll blow their minds. And they'll say, "I'm trying to press your buttons. I'm trying to get you irritated." You see, they in themselves know what they want to do to you. And you in yourself know what you want to do to you. And you're the only person who makes the decision of what you want to do to you. And you want to be peaceful. You want to make peace that starts in you. You want to be the peace that starts in you. You want to live your life as a peace that is there forevermore. And nothing can touch you. Nothing can bother you. No attitude from the world can ever make you better or worse. It's only what goes on in your own being, in your own heart, in your own soul, in your own life, in your own world, in your own attitude about yourself. So, today, I claim the attitude of peace under all circumstances. And no one can push my buttons because I don't have any buttons. No one can upset me because I cannot be upset. I am balance. I am harmony. I am peace. I am love. That's the truth about me. How about you? Are you going to make that decision for yourself today, too? I sure am doing it for me, and I am so happy I am. Have a great day, old world. Have a great day. I love you. I love you. I love you.